She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. Cause I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
All right, some music news for you guys. Blur and Adele win big at the Brit Awards. Coldplay, Lana Del Rey, Foo Fighters also honored. But during Adele's speech, she was cut short and she actually flipped off the camera. So go on YouTube to see that. It's pretty awesome. And also, make sure to tune in to the Oscars. And they are this Sunday on ABC starting at 7 p.m. More after this.
Welcome, football fans and all the soccer lovers out there. This is your man, Yema Baby, from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. Get the hottest football gossip and news, upcoming fixtures, and all the latest scores from your favorite team in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. You want to represent your team? Then tune in to the kickoff with your man, Yema Baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Find out which team rocked, which team flopped, and get to vote for your man of the match. Stay strapped and don't move an inch. Yeah, my baby, the kick off your football world.
Hey, Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu. You guys are listening to Music Central with here with Steven and Tyler in the studio.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up? Here we're going to talk about all the frat parties that are happening.
We love you guys.
Who stole the last Hot Pocket?
We know it was you, Kevin.
Kevin.
Bro.
We still love you.
You're our brother, man.
Oh, but seriously, on a serious note, here we are back on Music Central playing some of the music that you love. That was Thick Freakness by the Black Keys and Happiness is a Warm Gun off the White Album by the Beatles. But of course, you guys should know about that stuff. Now, Will and I are going to play a little game now. We brought in our iPods.
You know we did.
Of course. And I found this stupid little game that I found back like in eighth grade on MySpace. And it's what you do is that you put your, and you guys can do this too. Go to your iTunes library or your iPod or iPhone or, you know, Windows phone.
Ew.
Gross. All right, so you go up to your little library and you press shuffle. And what you do is that I'm going to ask you a little question, and the title of the song will answer that question.
Perfect.
Are you ready, Will?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. How are you feeling today? Put that stuff on shuffle.
Let me look.
Okay. Let's see. All right.
Le Monde.
I have Say Yes. All right. So that was pretty cool. All right. So this one's great. What is your love like? Love life like? The Real Slim Shady.
The celibate life. I'm not joking.
Oh, we have here by the celibate life.
By the Shins.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Dang it, iPod.
That is so perfectly accurate. Curse you. Stupid iPod.
Damn it. All right, so next one. What song will they play at your funeral?
Oh, please don't be the celibate life.
Shadows of Grief. Hey, that's kind of cool.
Ed is dead. How is this doing this?
No, guys, literally, this is not a thing that we're doing here on the studio. We actually put my iPod and his Zune on shuffle.
It's cooler, I'm not going to lie. Oh, it's much cooler.
It is. The Zune is the iPod of Zunes.
It's the real deal.
True. Well, all right, so next one. What should I do with my life?
So Kambose.
What's that? So Kambose. Do another one.
All right. I don't speak Spanish.
I don't think that was Spanish. That was like French or something.
Girl Sailor, another Shin song.
Girl Sailor is what you'll do with your life, Will? It has been your profession for years.
It's been my little dirty little secret, I guess.
Of course. That's why you're in college here, right? That's exactly what you wanted to do.
I am majoring in girl sailoring. Yes, I have.
And mine was Immigrada. Actually, no. Mine was So Good. That doesn't really make sense. All right, finally, what will my dying words be? Oh.
Here we go.
Shuffle that. Intervention.
Just point at your mom or your brother. Yeah. Intervention.
What about you?
Oh, dear. Gene Genie. Live.
Gene Genie. Live. Shit.
Auditorium in Santa Monica.
Well, that was fun and a good little throwback to the MySpace days.
That was great. I love MySpace.
What did you love about MySpace?
I loved how they didn't have any reporting, so you could just post naked pictures of your dog and no one would get angry.
Of course. That's what all we remembered the beauty
that's
of...
all we did when we were in eighth grade.
Of my dog.
Of my dog.
Oh, well, what I remembered was that they had this whole thing called a truth box. You remember that?
Yeah.
That? It was this thing where people used to just put little secrets about you, but most of the time it would just be spam from your friends.
Yeah.
Like, you suck.
Like, it was just like a big dookie sign on your wall. Just
like, oh, thanks for that.
I love you guys. Well, my favorite part actually was just getting rejected by women, I think, was the best part. On I don't know. I definitely think that Gene Genie will be my last words. If not, Ed is.
Definitely. Well, we have here some songs for you. We have here a real estate song for you guys. It's called Easy here on radio.dominica.edu because, you know, you guys love some of that indie stuff that's been happening and some of that hipster stuff. So stay tuned for more stuff.
We'll be right back. just to my wife and children. I've never touched another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing. This will blow over in time. This will all blow over in time. Deductible charity organization. 2 weeks paid vacation won't heal the damage done. I need another one. Step ins could be much worse. Natural disasters on the evening news. Step ins could be much worse. We still got our health. My paycheck in the mail. Promise to my wife and children, I'd never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing to mix the gin and sink into oblivion. I promise to my
punk.
That was awesome. Will, talk to us about the 80s for a bit, and why do you like them?
Why do I like the 80s? Oh, geez, that's a toughie. I think probably the biggest reason why I'm a 80s fan is because I love the sound. I love the new wave sound. I love synthesizers. I love the different drum beats. I think especially any drummer out there can admit that 80s music kind of paved the way for some different drumming styles. Yeah. And I love the voices. I love like voices in Depeche Mode, XTC, which I think we're about to hear in a minute. Yeah, I think they kind of changed the way for how people saw music. And that definitely played a role in the future. I know we say that a lot on this radio show, but 80s music and new wave music and the way everything was produced and sung was a big, big influence on music in later years. And, yeah, I think, yeah, I think it's hard not to like it, you know?
Well, the thing is that with the 80s...
Yeah.
All right. See, the thing is the with the 80s is that you have a completely different style that is going on with the generation. I mean, we have here the 60s that completely introduced sort of new ways of rock and roll, and actually new ways of rock and roll that actually came out of the 80s was, of the 50s, influenced definitely the 60s much greatly. We have here in the 70s is what the 70s did was made the 60s music much better. It definitely added some of the greatest rockers that we know of today. And I think the thing is that with the 80s or with the 70s is that you had a bunch of rockers out there up in the 70s, and what they were doing was that I think that they were much more fierce than they were in the 60s. I mean, I hear a bunch of 60s rock bands, and I mean, they have some sort of, they have a lot of really good tempos, a lot of good, you know, guitar work that is featured. There was a huge change that happened in the 80s. And tell me, Will, what was that big change?
I want to say it was like you posted a video of Jim Morrison talking about music that was going to be foreseen in the future because he's a genius. Yeah. And he was talking about how it was going to be a lot of computer-influenced music. And I think that was it. I don't think it loses its value. It was like when Pink Floyd said, like, you know, just because we use, like, you know, different sounds in our music doesn't, you know, devalue it at all. It's a new sound, and I think it's still very real, and it's still very true to art. But, it was a whole new, great, amazing sound.
I'm
an idiot, though, so I wouldn't know.
The thing is that with the 80s is it's just so much different from the 70s. I mean, what rockers do we have in the 70s? We have Led Zeppelin. We have Pink Floyd coming out with some of their newer stuff. We have, you know, the Beatles going solo. And I feel like the sound was just rock jams, I think, of the 70s, but just rock jams. But I think when I over the summer, I was looking I was looking at the top 10 or like top 100 hits of the 70s, and I kept going year by year. We have 1970 through around 74 was mainly just one certain genre. But then we have the punks and the new wavers coming out.
Yeah,
and
yeah. It was a lot of punk. Punk is what I think is like the big focal point in a lot of music. And I think if you like punk, you will like new wave music. And that, I think that's where it kind of spawned from, especially with Iggy Pop and David Bowie.
David Bowie was enormous in the 1980s. Well, actually he was pretty big in the 70s too.
Yeah. Not that they're punk. Well, I mean, Iggy Pop is, but not that, you know, David Bowie is punk, but I think they had an influence, and you can kind of see where those kind of diverge off with David Bowie influencing a lot of new wave artists, XTC, New Order, U2.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Iggy influencing all these other, like, maybe punk bands of the 70s. I want to say, like the Bad Brains. And a whole bunch of different artists coming out of the 70s, even though Iggy was probably still very relevant in the 70s. I'm not going to upset anyone here.
Also what led, as with any generation or not generation, but decade of music with 60s, 70s, the 80s presented one of the greatest musicians and artists, and also one of the greatest decades for albums too. Some of the most amazing albums that have come out of this. And I'm sure that you've probably heard some or a lot of the 80s albums. And actually, Rolling Stone magazine, and they really like to make lists.
They're good at lists.
They're good at lists. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, but they're mostly in the ballpark.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
when they list all my problems, out in a book and then publish it to the public. I didn't like that one as much, even though it was really well written.
That was the fall issue, right?
That was the fall one, yeah.
It was Will's top 100 Will problems.
And they were like, but there's many more, but these are the top ones. And I was like, you guys, I thought, you know, that was confidential.
Number one, there is more problems after this. All right, so Rolling Stone came out with the top 180s albums that I was checking out, and here are the top 10, and I want you to know what you think about
it. Tell me, hit it with me.
All right, number 10, Tracy Chapman by Tracy Chapman.
I agree with that, yeah.
Number 9, Richard and Linda Thompson, Shoot Out the Lights. Number 8, R.E.M.'s Murmur.
Okay.
R.E.M. has some good stuff. Of course, with every list of greatest albums, number 7 we have here Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I thought he would be number 1, if anything.
Yeah, no, I thought he would be too, but there's still more to go. Number 6 we have Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Yeah!
America!
I love this country.
Yeah.
I wonder why that one won.
Number 5, Paul Simon's Graceland.
Okay.
Number 4, Talking Heads, Remain in Light.
Makes sense.
Number 3, U2, The Joshua Tree.
That adds up.
Had some good hits on there.
Yeah, it's a good 80s.
You'd like this one. Number 2,
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain by Prince, of course. And the number 1 album, which this one actually came out in 1979.
Boo. You can't do that.
Was The Clash's London Calling.
Oh, well, that...
In the United Kingdom, it came out in December of 1979. But in the United States, it came out in January 1980. So... thanks to the United States release, that gave Rolling Stone a reason to actually put it on here.
If they weren't dumb enough already.
And other great albums...
You're welcome, Pink Floyd.
You're welcome. Other great albums that Rolling Stone put was Prince's 1999.
Of course.
Back in Black.
AC/DC.
AC/DC, of course. Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses. Double Fantasy by John Lennon. That's one of my personal favorites.
I thought, yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Let's just have a moment of,
Daydream Nation by Sonic Youth. I know you like that one. I know, of course. And Tattoo You by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
they were still there.
Yeah.
They had, I think, I was downloading all the Rolling Stones records.
Legally.
off iTunes to put it on my Zune. To go off to the gym to eat my Clif Bar.
Yeah, dude.
To vote for, you know...
Mitt Romney.
For Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
On my way to the charity.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what we do every Wednesday.
Well, I was downloading them, and I realized that the Rolling Stones were the greatest in the 70s. But they had some trouble in the 80s. I mean, I think that goes for any artist that was big. That
can't be the best all the time.
Yeah,
you're not Superman.
I mean, we can see that with Pink Floyd. I mean,
yeah.
The 60s, we had their psychedelic stuff. I mean, they kind of stumbled a bit, but,
yeah.
You know, they got on their feet with some of their light shows. Definitely right. Won right. The hearts of crowds. And then, of course, the 70s, we got Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall. And then the band kind of had some problems. And, you know, the 80s was not very good for that.
Yeah, I mean...
Imagine if...
They're okay now, for the most part. So, I mean, yeah.
Imagine if the Beatles still stayed together.
That'd be weird. We'd be hearing a lot more weird albums, like...
Yeah.
John Lennon with Kesha.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. John Lennon and Kesha at the Super Bowl doing a duet on Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yeah.
This could only end well. It's like
Let's hope there's not another wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, God.
Wink, wink.
That was Janet Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Janet Jackson back in the 90s.
And then John Lennon, if he had stayed alive. Yeah.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction.
He's naked on stage.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, everyone. Didn't know you'd be here.
But like I said, the 80s produced some of the greatest albums and some of the best artists. I mean, we have here Michael Jackson, who was, which I saw this for the first time, Rolling Stone call it. It was Michael Jackson-ania, or not ania, but like Beatlemania, but... Yeah. Yeah. Michael-mania, something like that.
Michael-mania, it makes sense, yeah.
I mean, I think, how old were your parents in the 80s?
Let me see here. I'd like to say probably in their 30s or 40s.
My mom was a teenager.
Yeah.
So she...
My parents are much older than everyone else's parents.
Definitely.
That was a bad question to ask.
No. But I was saying, like, it's actually a very interesting topic to bring up. Did they ever talk to you about some songs that they liked in the 80s?
In the 80s? Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were here in America. Of course, you're white. They were here in the United States. So, like, what stuff are they listening to?
I'm pretty white. What stuff are they listening to?
Wonderbread white.
Well, I mean,
well,
yeah, but what were they listening to? Jeez, besides Wonder Bread white people music, even though my mom's Mexican.
What,
Johnny?
Come on! No, she's not.
Yeah,
but Gedsted? That's not even.
That's my dad's side.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
No, you're not so smart. Hit you with some knowledge. They taught me probably. We listen to a lot of K-Fog. I don't know if we can name drop here, but that's a lot of U2, a lot of REM, a lot of yuppie music, and they like that.
What was that genre that you said? K what?
Yuppie music.
Yuppie music?
It was a radio station called K-Fog.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a genre of music because they used
a new genre.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Some of that U2. Of course, U2 was super popular. I mean, they had. You know, huge concerts of that the size of like the Empire State Building. They played on the top.
Yeah,
this is all a 1984 tour. My mom listened to. Well, it was mostly my aunt, and she listened to some Michael Jackson. I think she had actually Thriller on record, so that was happening for her. But
my parents definitely put Prince into my brain. That's for sure. They wanted Prince in there, but for the most part, they were hippies. Like I said, they're old, so a lot of their music influence came from the late 60s.
Huh.
And so it was a lot of blues and a lot of like soul.
Do you think?
That's why, that's probably why I'm so much cooler than all my white friends.
The thing is, and now let's move on to another thing about the sound. Of the 80s, because you briefly mentioned it. The sound is what I mean. Every time you hear an 80s song, you think, "Oh God, that is an 80s song," because of the sound. And you must know some of the pop songs that were coming out there. I mean, we had the drums that were really, which were really echoey. Yeah, and like, you know what I mean? Like even like some rockers from I mean, Paul McCartney even put some of his. Drums on that setting too.
Everyone was doing it. Yeah,
and it's
You're
just
welcome.
Funny. It's funny how they like just changed the sound of the. I think that the drums and the guitar are one of the things that were most significantly different from that made
a lot of
70s
new
to 80s.
Wave and
it was
rock
yeah
and roll
yeah
was
new
different.
Wave stuff. Yeah. The cars,
the church, the Bauhaus. Yeah,
those are some good 80s.
A lot of good 80s bands, like yeah.
And the thing is with the guitars, or the Cure, they were more gothy.
They were cool.
They were gothy, like pre-emo music.
They were goth, for sure.
But what a lot of what, and of course the Smiths that we were talking, we haven't talked about. But a lot of it in those bands is that their guitar was really like shimmery. That's what I call it, is very shimmery guitars.
It had a lot of reverb. It was very echoey, like you said. It was very distant and... sort of bright sounding echoey guitar, yeah.
Yeah, and I was wondering, why do you think that was? Like,
why do I think that was?
Why?
It probably went best with the drums that they had. I think a lot of what they had was that they were trying to make this guitar that would complement most of the voice. Oh, God, there's a bear in the studio again.
Oh, no!
They were probably trying to complement a lot of the other instruments, and I think a bright sounding guitar like the Rickenbacker that the Smiths had, or like the bright sounding guitar of like, I don't know, another 80s band like XTC or something like that.
Definitely.
Probably helped out, and you know, it made it sort of kind of happy too. It wasn't all sad, so it was nice. Yeah.
Definitely.
It could have been kind of just like really morose and melancholy if there wasn't like a very kind of pleasant, bright, nice, fun guitar.
Well, if you guys want to get a little taste of what the 80s was like, here we have an HTC song for you guys here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for more.
must be happy. He must be happy in his world.
Get bored with it. So here we come with a style and a smile to leave us number one.
I'm gonna rock with it,
rock with it,
roll with it,
I am from my hands until the hole with it.
Hold with it,
lost right now with a real hype style. Be bound to wreck your body, you been turned up on the air.
Yo, I go with the flow, but the grain I say no. My drummer got beats, yo, he might bang slow. Quick with the whip, BPMs at the shows. Life got a pace, let's race the tempos. My feet and my hands understand. Climb every mountain, shout in every land. Hear the echo when I go for what I know. Versatile like a Jackson bro. Yo, I'm talking like bro. Keep it real hip, watch us rip Nick shows. Promo 12 inch on your radio. Hop off the press, cop two, maybe more. Cause this the rock that walks out the stores. Yeah, peeps in the land understand. Ever paid off like a witness on a stand. Except this the truth, the proof is in the hole with the roof. Get raised, cross the stage out the dub. I'm gonna roll with it. And if there's something that I'm wanting, I'ma go get it. And I'ma rock with it. And I'ma roll with it. And backstage, get paid, crack a beer with it. I'm gonna roll with it. Roll
I'm
with
gonna
it.
Rock with it.
Rock
to the
with it.
TikTok, you don't stop with it.
Stop
I'm gonna
it.
Rock with it.
Rock
I'm
with
gonna
it.
Roll with it.
Roll
it's
with
like
it.
All around the globe. Have fun with it.
All right, we're back here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to the sweet sounds of Jimi Hendrix, are we not?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Here in the studio with Will on Music Central. Will, actually, there's one thing I actually forgot to ask you about when we're having our little 80s talk.
The answer is yes. I'll go to prom with you, Johnny.
Oh, thanks. No, but seriously, on a serious note, really? Will you go to prom? But no, okay, no, come on. Come on, guys. Focus.
Come on. Everyone, yeah, all right. Come on, everyone.
Come on, guys. Focus.
All
right. We have to talk about this. What am I going to wear?
We always do this. We talk about it like behind,
it.
Like in between songs, and we're like, I can't. I need to shout it from the mountaintops. Like
from the mountaintops.
From the mountaintops.
From the mountaintops. Ain't no other mountain on the mountaintops. No, but, okay.
There aren't.
No.
I've checked thousands of times. We had a question. I think we did.
I think I forgot it. No, I didn't. Okay. Of course, I didn't forget you guys here on radio.dominican.edu. But actually, Will, before I ask that question, I want to actually promote some Dominican University news.
Please do.
And I would like to encourage you guys to come out and support Dominican University basketball this Thursday night. That is tomorrow, because it is the Play for K night at the Collins Center. How could we forget?
They are so good.
The Play for K is an opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court, across campuses, in communities, and beyond. PSAAC will be selling pink t-shirts to raise money for the K-Yao Cancer Fund. Shirts will be on sale at lunch this week in front of Calarega. Actually, they did that today.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, they did that today.
They're working hard.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And if you got $8 in your pocket, well, you guys are super lucky, because it is $8 or at the door Thursday night for $10. All the money raised will be sent to the K Yao Cancer Fund. If you wear pink Play for K shirt to the game, admission is free.
That is
amazingly stupid. No. That is incredible, guys.
That's a good idea.
Actually,
yeah.
Do that. It goes to a good cause. All jokes.
Who's not going to support that?
No, but I was about to say all jokes aside when you said
gonna.
That. But no, but seriously, all jokes aside, you guys should definitely do this. It's going to be helping some needy people, and hey, maybe your $8 will benefit people out there. So that is definitely amazingly nice of you guys.
You let us worry about prom, and then
you guys go buy that those $8 t-shirts. Definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, so the women's game is at 5:30, and the men's is at 7:30. I hope to see you guys there, and go Dominican University. Once again, that is going to be Thursday night at women at 5:30 and men at 7:30. Buy those t-shirts, $8. It's actually not that much. I mean,
it's not that much at all.
It's not. That's
if
four.
If I see you and you're not giving money,
we will hunt you down.
We will hunt you. Yemma, Johnny, and I will hunt you down.
That's Yemma Baby, that's kickoff.
Yeah.
7:30 on Monday morning.
And he can kick off
He can
your
kick
head.
Off your head. Yeah. No, but seriously. Okay, do that, guys.
Please help out. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So that question, actually. Will, what is your favorite song in the 80s before we get more sidetracked? What is your favorite, your absolutely favorite song?
Just absolutely favorite?
You guys can't, you can't go back.
You can't go back.
All right. Once you say this answer.
Jeez. Well, let's think here. Let me put all my little mind pieces together. I'm gonna go...
With Dead Air.
I love that song so much. Probably.
And if not, I mean, like your favorite band or something. But if you have something, say it. Speak your mind.
I would probably say my mom's favorite. I'll go with that.
Oh,
one.
Okay, all right.
Is Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Of course.
And I don't know. I'm an Echo and the Bunnymen kind of guy myself.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about them.
Yeah,
they're great.
We didn't talk about them.
They're great. They're great guys. Check them out, you guys.
They're
Echo and the Bunnymen.
I used to wear my hair like the lead singer. If you want me to wear that like that again, you have to call me, text me. I'd probably say an Echo and the Bunnymen song, probably Killing Moon.
And if you guys want to check out Echo and the Bunnymen, I think their best album is Heaven Up Here. I think that's what it's called. If you want to get a little taste of Echo and the Bunnymen. But if you want to ask me what my favorite song of the 80s, it has to be This Charming Man by The Smiths.
These Charming Men. That's a movie I made in high school. That's a different thing completely.
It is. No, it's completely different.
It's horribly different. If you look that up on Google, you will not be happy.
No, but definitely it was one of their first singles that came out, This Charming Man by The Smiths. It's one of my favorite songs, and I definitely got a shout out to Michael Jackson's Thriller. It's an amazing album.
Throw it over here.
There you go.
For Prince. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I was dancing a little bit. Sorry.
My dad actually likes Purple Rain.
Does he? Good.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't? That's kind of weird. If you don't like Purple Rain, you come up to me like, yeah, I don't like Purple Rain.
He's too princey.
Like, your opinion, you're not a human anymore. You're just dead air to
Your
me.
Opinion just doesn't matter.
You suck so much.
Yeah, he picked me up from school and we were listening to some Prince.
We
were listening to some Prince. Up in the car.
Oh, okay.
Blasting some Purple Rain, the title track. Prince and the Revolution.
Prince.
And the Revolution. Coming to you live. In 3D. All right, but definitely, guys, we had a lot of fun here on the show today. I definitely did. Definitely had some good, clean fun here on radio.dominican.edu. This is the Music Central with DJ King and Will, Wednesdays at 6. Do not miss our show. But if you guys have missed it, go on to radio.dominican.edu, and you guys can actually hear some past shows. Go on our Facebook page and you can see all our updates, that is happening, links, album recommendations, all that good stuff. And also I will be linking my blog and coming soon is our Ustream, and that way you can see Will and I in the studio in our natural habitat, whether you like it or not.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Whether you like it.
Whether
or
you
not.
Like it or not. So much stuff happening here on Music Central. You guys are amazing. Thank you for listening. Radio.dominican.edu.
We love you so much. Thank you, guys.
See ya. There's nothing to